Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. In today's episode, we have an interview with Knott County Circuit Court Clerk Lisa Allen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing good. Introduce yourself to the viewers.
Like you said, I'm the circuit clerk here in Knott County. My home has been in Knott County my entire life. I've worked at the circuit clerk's office since 1991, so I've been there a long time. gotta say, my first priority is Jesus, and when you have him, everything else just falls where it should.
I agree 100%. God's good.
Yeah, all the time.
How long have you been circuit court clerk in Knott County?
Since November of 2017, our prior clerk that we had, she passed away with cancer, and I got appointed after then, and then had to run the next year and was blessed enough to keep the office and been there since then.
What do you love about your job?
Probably the best part, I gotta say this first, it's a great place to work with such a great group of people and the deputies, and that we all work well together. Without them and what that they do, I couldn't do my job of maintaining the county's records, and had I not worked there, I wouldn't have any idea just what that office entails. And so many people work in the Justice Center, and everybody seems to work well together. That's probably my favorite thing. I do enjoy the criminal trials, when we do have jury trials, and watching how the preparation unfolds, how the attorneys have prepared for the cases, and how a verdict happens. That's probably one of my favorite parts. It's really interesting.
What does a circuit court clerk do? Some people may not know.
The main goal of the circuit clerk's office is maintaining the records for the court, whether it be circuit or district, family court, any type of a lawsuit that's filed, any type of a ticket that gets filed, anything that happens in Knott County that would go through the court system. We keep those records. We maintain them, make sure they're filed properly, get them to the judges, make sure they're distributed properly. And, of course, then we also do driver's licensing, too.
How has COVID affected the process of running the courthouse?
Well, like I was saying earlier, we've really had to cram a lot of technology in the past few months that we normally wouldn't have had to do. So we've had to learn how to do the Zoom hearings for people that are in jail. We'll have to do the hearings by Zoom. We've cut down the traffic coming in to the Justice Center. Thankful to a great security, you know, they just let people in that's on the docket. So that's cut down a lot of people. If your name's not on the docket, you're not supposed to come in the building. We try to do as much as we can over the computer or over the telephone. Our telephone calls have increased tremendously. So when we're there, basically, we're answering the phones most of the day. We do a lot of our work by e-filing, emailing, faxing, through the mail, a Dropbox, over the phone. So that's changed a lot, you know, because usually it was people just coming into the building and filing whatever they needed, or, you know, I'll run into the clerk's office and do this, you know, that stopped. So it's a lot different than what it was before.
Are they still having driver's tests and permit tests?
Well, what we're doing is basically taking it week by week. We were recommended, if we are in the red zone, to stop as much as we could of in-person services. So that's on hold right now. We're not doing driver testing or permit testing at this time. We are doing driver's license. If it's a renewal, we're doing a lot of that by mail, driver's license and permits and IDs. We're doing a lot of it by mail, so we're still doing driver's license, stuff like that. We're just not doing it in our normal way.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for being on tonight.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You have a good night and God bless.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been SAS Daily Podcast, here with the interview with Circuit Court Clerk Lisa Allen. I want to thank her for doing the interview. And I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good night, and God bless.